the question was asked, we find in the Torah that Hashem is intimately involved with Adam, with Noah, with the Jewish people. When they leave Egypt, they get a pillar of light, a pillar of cloud. And we're taught that Hashem is constant, and yet we don't see prophets walking around today. And in the days of the Tanakh, the days of the first temple, we did. So how do we understand this idea that Hashem is constant, and yet the world and the world's relationship with Hashem seems to have evolved or changed? That was your question, right? I want to begin with an allegory, but the allegory is just the beginning. Don't think that that's the complete answer. We'll discuss many details. Imagine a kid is born, so his parents cuddle him and they coo to him. And you watch that and you think, these people aren't so intelligent. I've never heard them do any higher mathematics, discuss any philosophy. And then the kid becomes 2 years old and they start teaching him how to behave. And you still think to yourself, okay, they're nice people, they educate, but they're not too intelligent. And then the kid becomes five and they start teaching him Chumash. And then you say, okay, so now I know they know Chumash. But next time you see them, they're teaching him Mishnah. And only much later do you see that they're teaching him Talmud and philosophy. And then you say, wow, they knew all of that all along. So how come I didn't see that when the baby was born? Because that's not what the baby needed. So there's a behavior that you use when there's a certain need. And then as the recipient evolves, your behavior is going to change. Now, you didn't change, but the needs of the baby changed. So that's an allegory. Our sages tell us that when Hashem created the world, there was a master plan. And the master plan involved series of millennium. 2 millennium each. The Talmud says Hashem created the world, alpayim tohu, 2,000 years the world was going to be in disarray. Alpayim Torah, for 2,000 years the world was supposed to develop Torah. And alpayim yamot HaMashiach, and for 2,000 years the world is supposed to develop towards the days of the Messiah. So the Talmud tells us there was this master plan in creation. So for 2,000 years the world is in disarray. Things are evolving. Things are developing. You see the Tower of Babel. You have 70 nations. You have tremendous persecution against the monotheists. And along comes Abraham. And he declares, this is the way to go. And Abraham starts having a following. And Nimrod tries to put him down. And Nimrod tries to subdue him. And Nimrod tries to coerce him. Nothing works. So Abraham starts his journey at age 52. When Abraham realizes monotheism is the way to go, at age 52, it is the year 2000 from creation, right? Abraham was born 1948. So in the year 2000, we've concluded an era in the evolvement of the world, and we're beginning a new era. Avram is going to have a following, he's going to develop a family, and Avram is going to develop monotheism in the world. Then we reach the year 4000. What's the year 4000 on the Gregorian calendar? Well, it's easy. 3760 is the par between the Hebrew calendar and the Gregorian calendar. Just do the math, right? 5774 minus 214 is 3760. So 3760, what do you have? 240. So it's 240. The year is 240 on the Jewish calendar. On the Gregorian calendar, I'm sorry. The year is 240 when we hit 4000. So that's approximately the end of the Talmudic era, right? It's the period between the Mishnah and the Talmudic era. So we write the second temple was destroyed in the year 70. Yeah. So we have another century for the era of the Mishnah, so that's 170. So we're in the middle of the Talmudic era, or the beginning of the Talmudic era. The Talmudic era is a time when we cease to derive answers to our questions from the Torah. The Talmud is busy figuring out where the rabbis of the Mishnah derived their laws from. But when the Talmud has a question, so the Talmud turns to the Mishnah and says, okay, what did they say? In the Talmudic era already, the rabbis say, we don't have the skill anymore to look in the Torah and answer a question. We have to look at our tradition. It requires a certain skill to be able to look at the Torah and say, this is the question, I can derive the answer from the Torah. And In the year 4000, the rabbi said, we lost that. So the evolvement of Torah came to a standstill in the year 4000. What we're doing since that period, since the Talmudic era, from then till today, we're developing, we're trying to figure out what God wants from us, but we're always working off of the Talmud, the Mishnah, the tradition. Whereas until that year, until that period, we were still figuring things out from the Torah. If a new question would arise. So today we have a question. You go to the moon. When do you make Kiddush? Wednesday, Wednesday night. You go to Alaska. You can have 6 months without a sunset. So how is the day defined? When does a day begin? When does a day end? So we have to look back. We have to look at the Talmud. We have to look backwards to figure out the answer to new questions. Today we can have in vitro fertilization. Today we can clone an animal. Is that animal kosher or not kosher? Well, we can't look at the Torah and say, let me figure it out from the words of the Torah. We don't have that skill anymore. We have to look back at our tradition. We look back at what's been said already, and we try to derive it from there. So now we're in the period of the final 2,000 years, the 2,000 years of the era of the Messiah, where the world is progressing forward, the Jewish people are progressing forward, but our knowledge of Torah is constantly a work to uncover what we have on tradition, to master what our tradition reveals to us. But we cannot work it out of the Torah. So that's the evolvement of the Jewish people, and that's what our sages say, that when we came to the period of the Second Temple, prophecy ceased. So Hashem led the world in a certain way. And then the world evolved, and the world was supposed to evolve, and Hashem's relation to the world evolved. The truth is that if we looked at each era, we would have to analyze why, like what's really going on there. But I want us to touch on one more point. When we read the Torah, as a child, I often wondered if there would be a Torah written about my family. Because here I was reading the story of Joseph and his brothers, and the arguments between Joseph and his brothers get recorded. So as a kid, I would wonder, is someone one day going to write this up with the way I'm behaving with my siblings? So that was because the Torah, I didn't yet understand what the Torah was. Many things in the Torah are one-time occurrences. The Torah is giving us a picture. Let's start with creation. As far as we understand, creation is a one-time occurrence. There's creation, 6 days of creation in man. One time. Garden of Eden. One time. Adam, Eve. One time. Noah, flood, one time. Hashem says, I'm not going to do this again. Jewish people, Abraham, one Abraham, Echadei Avraham. It was part of God's plan for the world. There's going to be a first man. He's going to sin in the Garden of Eden and get kicked out. That was part of the plan. It wasn't a mistake. So Adam gets out of the Garden of Eden, and then we have a flood, which needs to be discussed on a different occasion, which is a one-time occurrence, as God says after the flood, I'm not doing this again. And the earth gets tilted on its axis, and God says, okay, now man from now on has to work. There are going to be seasons. It's going to be much harder to develop the land. And then we have Abraham, which was part of the original plan. Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov. If the point of the world was to recognize Hashem and to serve Hashem correctly, so then that world needs someone who's going to propagate that understanding. So that's Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, and the evolvement into Egypt, which is a one-time occurrence, as the Torah states in the very end, in Parshas Vayeshanon. The Torah says, has this ever happened before? Will it ever happen again? So you look at the Exodus from Egypt and you say, gee, we could have really used 10 plagues 70 years ago in the Holocaust. Right? God, why didn't you save a plague or two for then? Because that wasn't part of the plan. It's not like Hashem said, I have this way in which I'm going to deal with the world, and when things go bad, I'm going to get involved. Hashem says, I'm going to do it once. And once I do it once, that should change your perspective forever. Because I've shown you that I'm watching, and I care, and I do punish, and I do reward. You've seen it? Now you should know that's how I run the world. Now, you'll ask me, so then what about the rest of life? The rest of life, you guys have to have free will. You're going to do things your way. One time occurrence, I'm going to give the Torah. I'm coming down from Sinai. I'm giving the Torah one time. 40 years in the desert, I'm feeding you from heaven. One-time occurrence. I'm going to split the sea, I'm going to split the Jordan, but it's going to happen one time. Oh, when the splitting of the sea happened, so then they were given a prophetic vision, it's going to happen one more time. That's why they sang in the song of Az Yashir, Ad Yavoram Hashem, Ad Yavoram Zukanita. They said, till the people passed. They said it twice. So our tradition is that back then already they knew they were going to have another splitting of a sea, which was the splitting of the Jordan. Hashem says in the Torah, this isn't happening again. No nation will be able to tell you that they had a great revelation at Sinai. No nation will be able to say that they had the miracles of the Exodus from Egypt. Okay, so then you look at the Torah and you say, wait, why doesn't this happen again? Because Hashem told you it's not going to happen again. He told you that's not the way He's going to run the world. Part of His plan was, we're going to do these once, and that's going to set the stage for the world to evolve properly. Now it's up to you to make it happen. Yeah? So when we read the Torah and we say, wait, is that the same Hashem? That was your question. Is it the same Hashem? How come I don't see Him doing the same things He did in the Torah? He told you He won't. He told you in the Torah, if you look clearly at the in the book of Devarim, Hashem says, you look at the song of Hazinu, the conclusion of the Torah. What does Hashem say there? I know there's going to come a time where people will stray from My path. I know there's going to come a time where the people will be exiled from the land of Israel. There's going to come a time when people will be scattered in the diaspora. They must have this song to know that I said it in the end of the Torah. This is what's waiting for them. The song of Hazinu is basically an answer to that. You look at our history and you look at the song of Hazinu and you see Moshe hasn't passed away yet and he's written them a song that describes all of Jewish history. They're going to say, boy, what is the Torah worth? What a foolish set of laws is this Torah? Hashem says, in Hazinu. Hashem says, no, it's their foolishness. They don't have an appreciation for Torah. But Hashem says they're going to reach that point. Now, wait a second. They're a generation of pious people. They're entering the land of Israel. They're going to have miracles and they're going to have a tremendous land given to them. They're going to win tens of kings. They're going to turn on Hashem. Yeah, Hashem already said it's going to happen. And Hashem says, teach every child this song. So that when all this happens and when things go bad for the Jewish people, they'll be able to look back at the song and say, okay, God told us this would happen. And then it says, the people will say, where is Hashem? It says that a few times in the Torah. Look at that. We're in the desert. Everything's going great. And Hashem's saying, but there'll come a time when you'll say, where is Hashem? Hashem says, there'll come a time when the Jewish people will suffer so badly that the nations will look at them and say, lulei kitzuram mecharam. The only reason they're suffering like this is because, obviously, they're rock. Hashem has obviously sold them. He's given them over to the hands of a destructive nation. So that's... Hashem clearly warns us that's going to happen. Ah, you're saying, but Hashem's not doing the things He did in the Torah right. He told you He wouldn't. He told you, this is setting the stage. So from now on, you can handle it. And that's another verse where it says, Leman anotcha, Hashem says, I've shown you all this so that all the afflictions you're going to have to deal with, you'll have the strength to deal with them. I've given you this miraculous beginning where it was very clear to you that I was running the show because it's not going to be this way onward. From here on in, I'm not going to get involved anytime things go wrong because you'll have the strength. Now you'll be able to look back and say, okay, I know He's there, and I know He's running the show, and I know He's behind the scenes, but I also know that He's leaving things up to me. I got a deal. Okay? Tov.